USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The teachers' union in Chicago has approved a tentative labor agreement. However, kids are still not back in their classrooms today. That after Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot refused to grant the striking teachers' demands to add school days to make up for 2 weeks of classes canceled by the walkout.
Tonight, I'm gravely disappointed that the CTU has declined to end the strike and assure children are back in their classrooms tomorrow.
Days after UAW workers go back to work at General Motors, Ford and the UAW have just reached a deal that's apparently going to prevent a strike.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Charlie Slows is heard on DC's The Fan, the Nationals beating the Astros in Game 7 to win their first ever series. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Wildfires are still scorching California north and south. In Northern California, the Kincade Fire is finally about 45% contained. Cal Fire spokesman Tom Porter says it is still just only a wake-up call to just how bad this fire season's probably going to be.
We've had a long and slow season thus far before all of this, and this has been kind of the point at which we've really turned on our season.
The first formal vote on an impeachment investigation in the U.S. House is going to happen shortly on Capitol Hill, as the U.S. House Rules Committee did pass a resolution late last night that includes the establishment of procedures for the investigation, including public hearings. Republicans offered up a slew of amendments. Democrats shot most of them down. The Labor Department reporting first-time claims for jobless benefits rose to 218,000 last week, 5,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Cuba Gooding Jr. due in a Manhattan courtroom in a little while to face new charges in his sexual misconduct case. Prosecutors say they've heard from at least a dozen additional women who now say the Academy Award winner either sexually harassed or touched them. He's denying all of the allegations. Sony says its online cable alternative PlayStation View is shutting down in January. Why? Well, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The company blames the move on the high cost of content and the difficulty of network deals. View was launched in 2015 as a cheaper version of cable or satellite TV. It was a test case for a TV alternative alongside Dish's Sling TV and later a slew of copycats from DirecTV, Google, Hulu, and others. But customer growth has slowed and even dropped from many of those services as prices rose and they added more channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And health experts say do not eat too much black licorice this Halloween. They point to an FDA alert that was issued a couple of years ago that found that black licorice can contain a chemical compound that can cause the body's potassium levels to fall rapidly, and that can be a problem for heart patients or those with high blood pressure. Yes, I'm in the club. And find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.